Shabbat Shalom. Shavuot Tov.
Shabbat Shalom. Good evening.
How are you, Chana Esther?
I'm well, and you?
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. I hope you had a good Shabbat.
I did. Thank
I take
you.
It you're the only one on?
So far, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go on mute, Hano.
No problem.
Thank
Yes, ma'am.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, Hanok.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoas. Ana Bekoa Gedula Chimincha Tati the letters of the month of Shvat, the best that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Dali, the water carrier, some say the water bucket. This connects to the astrological sign of Aquarius. The Tzadi and the Bet have a gematria of 92, which is 91 plus the Kolel. 92 then connects us to the unity of the spiritual and the physical worlds, Zeron Pin and Malchut. Kabel Rinat Amcha sadvenu taharenu no ra ufreshayan sintet nun na gibor dorshe chudcha kevavat sham rem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkacha, tami gamlem, betet resh, saditat gimel. Chasin kadosh, berov tuvcha, nae adatach, et kufbet, et nunayan. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimalamed He Zayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talupo Shin Kufav Zariyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. And we will use the 13 attributes of mercy to accomplish this. Adonai Yoheh Waheh. Adonai Yoheh Waheh. Yain V'Ra'al Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Notze Yawon Wafesha V'Chata'av V'Nakei. Now we're going to read the verses that connect to the energy of this year and previous years. We're going to start with this year, which is the year 5777, the year of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we will read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. One of the tools we use is to take the first letters of a verse and see what the inner essence of that verse is about. When we do the first letters of these words, we have three Hebrew words, tzatz, ki, ach. And this translates as appear like brothers. Another tool we use is to use the last letters of the words. And when we do that and permutate those letters, we have Dir Yam, a sea of tenants. Another tool we use will connect to the second verse of this year, Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Because concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. And there's an equal lettered sequence between these four letters of seven letters each. Kim Badonai Yohewahe Elohechem Hatadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're now going to say two verses that connect to the year 5776, which is the year of the pause. Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim Ayulimat. Willo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayichaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Rekacha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4 is the second of these verses. Bidhu ba'adonai yohe wahe adead ki biya yohe adonai yohe wahe. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever. The first verse that we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo ishemimeni lo tarpeni. Ad Billy Ruki. The second verse we will read is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Mikol ha-machavoiya. Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachon. V'chalakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno. V'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru. There is only one verse that connects to the year of peace in the Middle East, which is the year 5774. And that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom l'amili Yisrael untati v'shakan tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla l'anoto ha'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 10th of Shabbat, Rabbeinu Nisim Gerondi, Rabbi Ezra of Gerona, Rabbi Yaakov Resher, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak, the sixth Rebbe of Chabad, and he passed away on the 10th of Shabbat in 1950, and the seventh Rebbe did not take his position until the following year, in 1951, on the same day, the 10th of Shabbat. Rabbi Yehoshef Schwartz, Rabbi Avraham Aminov, Rabbi Eliezer Silver, Rabbi Nahum Abba Grossbard, Rabbi David Ben Rabbi Yitzhok Twersky, and Ezra Hasofer. Rabbi Yosef, the son of Shmuel Hanagid, Rabbi Yehuda Weber. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today is the day of Parashat B'Shalach. The handout for tonight's Zohar class can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. By going to the first row, the right-hand column, when you click on that link, it will open up to a list of all of the parashas. Scroll down to Parashah B'Shalach. When you open that link up, you'll see section one, but you'll see two parts to it, and we're going to be doing the second part, which commences at Pasuk 15. And we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. But before I start the L'shem Yichud, I'd like to remind you all that during the Parasha of Beshalach, there is the chapter on the manna, or the man. And it is recommended during this week to make connection to the manna for your parnasah, for your sustenance. And the best day to do that, if you don't do it every day, the best day to do that is Tuesday morning, the third day of the week. If you do it every day, it's best to do it in the morning. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkim Tei B'Chilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud-Hei B'Vav-Hei B'Yichuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu Vayomer Ish HaElohim Har Pela Maishena Haka Yamar Ish HaElohim Bekadawa Bemata Elisha Elahaka Vada Ish HaElohim Behaka hudukeya Vila bemata Vila beshaata Behawo bene nevie kameya. The translation: but the man of Elohim said, let her alone. And he inquires, why is it that here the verse calls him the man of Elohim? Yet he was referred to as Elisha when he was in the city. And he responds, here he was assuredly the man of Elohim, because here in his place, and not in the city, not at the time when the sons of the prophets were before him. Thus, there he was not called the man of Elohim, but rather Elisha. My commentary. The name Elisha means deliverance of Hashem, or using the name El, a frame of loving kindness. Man of Elohim means a frame of judgment. The location indicates a change of Sephirah. It can also be related to the idea that as a man of loving kindness, the man of Chesed, he chose as his assistant one who was not appropriate. Pasuk 16. Va'adonai Yohewahe He'alim mimeni Widomer kimadiat amer Va'adonai Yohewahe Him tir al sedom Ve'al amora Da'beidina Diltata velo higid limaita ama lo yada Elisha ela amar kud shabarichu umana katil lehai iema leya lo yamut Tehanaviz Beza Tileyahu Vadai Eat Leya Lemeimat Teha Itmar Dictiv At Choveket Beinu me'atar tenuk bagarim mota ugine kach la amar le'a. The translation, and Hashem has hid it from me, is as written, and Hashem rained upon Sodom and Amorah, whereby, and Hashem means he and his court of justice, and this is the law of below, meaning Malchut, and has not told me, he asks, why did Elisha not know? And he responds, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, how can I kill this one? If I tell him, he will not let him die, because it is his present. He will pray for him and not permit him to die. But he must die. As we learned, it is written, you will embrace a son. He was bound to the place of the female, and death was caused from the female place. Therefore, he did not tell him. My commentary. This verse is clear as written, but implies something that the Tzaddik would be expected to know. That question is still not answered to my satisfaction, although it does not need to be answered to my satisfaction at this time. Elisha had given the woman of Shunan, he had prayed for her to have a child, which she had, and then the boy died. But he was not informed that the boy was dying or would die. And that's what this verse is referring to. And it's explaining that Hashem didn't want him to know, because it was his gift to this widow who had made his place for him, his room, where he could be a righteous person and commune and connect to Hashem without other people disturbing him. Pasuk 17. Vayomer legechazi ador matnecha v'kach mishanti v'yadcha v'lech v'hauk bucha v'histalak nisa mineya chai Hashem v'chei nachshecha im ezvecha amai kewan degechazi awazil elahiyo adat archo dehahu rasha degechazi delavihu kedai deyishtechach Misa al yadoi. The translation. And he said to Gehazi, gird your loins and take my staff in your hand and go your way. And it was explained that the ability to perform the miracle had departed from him, for he was not worthy of it. And Hashem lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. And he inquires, why did she continue to insist that he should go himself, although Gehazi was already going? And he answers, she recognized the manners of that wicked Gehazi, that he is not worthy for a miracle to be performed through him. By commentary. Perhaps he had a nighttime emission, which she had realized with Elisha that he did not, or perhaps Gehazi did. Or he knew that Gehazi would boast about his journey, which changed the possibility, because some items are supposed to be concealed in order to work. Learn this lesson very well. Pasuk 18. Fiyasem piyu, al piyu v'enav, al enav v'gomer, amayela diashkach elisha, fiyada diatra dahuk v'garim, deit kishar beya, ashta v'yasem, piyu al piyu, v'enav al enav, d'kashra leya, piyatra achara, ila'a atar d'chaim, ishtekachu beya. The transition. And he put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes. He asks, why did he do it that way? And he answers, Elisha observed and knew that this place of the female to which he is bound now caused him to die. Consequently, he put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes in order to bind him in a different higher place, meaning in the place of the male, the place where there is life. My commentary. Learn the process of resurrecting the dead. People die because they are connected to the female. To connect to the male takes a relationship of chachma being related to malchut. Eyes are chachma, and mouth is malchut. Start seeing physical items from their connection to the Sefirot. Pasuk 19. Wilaya kilia akra leya meatar feit kashar beya bekad meita. Ela itar, ruha chada milela, vit kishar b'chai atar, v'yativ leya, nafsheya, de'ilav haki, lahawa kaim, le'almin vazorer, hana'ar ad sheva, Amim vila salik yatir kema diat amer yemeshenotenu bahem shivim shana. But he was not able to uproot him from the female place to which he was connected before. Until he aroused a spirit from above. He connected to the supernal place and returned to him his soul. If he had not done so, he would never have returned to life. And the child sneezed 7 times, and not more than 7, which corresponds to the 70 years of his life. As it is written, the days of our years are 70. My commentary. To resurrect the dead, there also needs to be a reconnection between body and soul. Pasuk 20. Wedahu Habakkuk Neviya Kimadiat Amer Achoveket Bein I Haki Habuk Mi ba'eleya amai chavakuk tirei elachad v'imeya v'chad elisha v'itchabak Meya Datire Sibukin Awo Beya Bain Lehai Sitra Bain Lehai Sitra Tibuka Hadahahu Atar Dahawa Tale Beya Baki Tadmeta Tibuka Aharina Visalik Lea Ledargin Ilaim Yatir Ukish Babakuk Tere. The translation. This is Habakkuk the prophet, as it says, you shall embrace. The Hebrew word is choveket, a son. Habakkuk is derived from embrace. He asked, if so, he should have been called Chavuk, embraced. Why was he called Habakkuk, which means two embraces? He responds, one embrace is of his mother, and one embrace is of Elisha, who embraced him when he revived him. Another explanation, he received two embraces, one from his mother's side and one from the prophet's side. One embrace from the place from which he came originally, meaning from the female place, as mentioned, and another embrace that raised him to the higher levels, meaning to the place of the male, as mentioned. Both these embraces are included in his mother's embrace, and also in the prophet's embrace. He was therefore called Habakkuk, which means two embraces. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as it is written. The prophet Habakkuk is the boy that Elisha promised to the woman. Pasuk 21. Tefila l'Habakkuk Tanaviyo My tefila Eladahu Atar Dehawa Kashir Beya Pekad Meta Vidahu Tefila Shel Yad Al Shigyonot Behahu Yoma Deit Keshar Beya Shigyonot De Alma Hawo Talyan Dame Kudshabarichu Ugvurahawa Shalit Beyad It Keshar Beya Hai Tefila. The translation. A prayer, the Hebrew word is tefillah, of the prophet Habakkuk. And he asks, what is the prayer that is mentioned here? And he responds, this is the place to which he was originally connected from his mother's aspect, and this is the hand tefillah, the hand tefillin, meaning the nukvah of Zeranpin. It is called tefillah, upon errors means that on the day he became bound to it, the errors of the world were suspended before the Holy One, blessed be He, which was Rosh Hashanah, as mentioned, and Givurah, which is Nukva, dominated. This tefillah, which is the Nukva, was therefore bound to him. My commentary. To understand this pasuk, one needs to be familiar with chapter 3 of the prophet Habakkuk. Pasuk 22. Da tefila l'Habakkuk panavio. Tefila l'Habakkuk begin Habakkuk. Deihu aved beginea. Adonai Yohe Wahe. Shamati Shimacha. Yareti Wigomer. Tachatzi Kadhawa. Itar Aleya. Rucha Din Bua. Al Atar Dadehu. Tefila Hawa. Ate Wahawa Deachil. Umizdazea. Matla Amri. Mandana Shif. Mi kalba mikaleya izdaza. The translation. Another explanation for a prayer of the prophet Habakkuk is that a prayer of Habakkuk means for a Habakkuk, for the two embraces which the prophet gave him. Hashem, I heard the report of you and I was afraid. Come and see. When the spirit of the prophet was awakened over him, that is, the male when he embraces over this place, over the spirit of the female, which is tefillah, literally prayer, which he had from the embrace of his mother, he approached with fear and trembling, lest the judgments of the Nukva should not revisit him. Therefore he said, Hashem, I heard the report of you, and I was afraid. This, they said, is like the proverb, one who is bitten by a dog trembles from his bark. My commentary. This pasuk is expressing the human fear that death will overcome us. Since we have been dealing with death without control for so many centuries, we can overcome death, and we no longer have to be afraid of death. When will we learn? When will we have the certainty? Pasuk 23. Adonai Yohe Wahe Pa'alcha Bekerev Shanim Chayehu Man Pa'alcha Ela Aleya Pamardihu Poal Dileya Bekerev Shanim Chayehu Havleya Chayim Lechai Pa'alcha Bekerev Shanim Ilayim Damar Chayehu Gelayamut Kad Bekad Meta. The translation. Hashem, revive your work in the midst of the years. He asks, what is your work? And he replies, he said it about himself, that he is his work. Revive your work in the midst of the years means give him life to serve you among the supernal years, which are the Sephirot. Another explanation, revive him so that he shall not die again. My commentary. This pasuk is giving us two understandings of the pasuk relating to the prophet Habakkuk. Pasuk 24. Al shigyonot, my al shigyonot, al shigiyot, mi ba'eleya, kada'a shigiyot, mi yavin ela shigyonot, kada ashigayon, le David zine hushpa hushbechan, awotamehu, din vie le mishre, alaihu ruach, Nivua kada'a ufagata hevel nevim yordim mehabama velifnehem nevel betoch begomer uktiviata gehuli li menagen Wigomer, because Shekane had a cook, the Eatsterich Leia, Yatir Mikulhon, the Naiha de Rucha, Ubasma Lehahu, Atarliam Shaka, Alea Ruach. Nevua v'kein kuhu, nevi'e kihai gavna, bar mi Moshe, tisalik al kol she'ar, nevi'e adi alma, zaka ahu lakeya. The translation. On errors, the Hebrew word is shigyonot. He inquires, what is shigyonot? It should have said shigyot, as it is written. Who can discern errors? The Hebrew word shigyot. But shigyonot is defined as is written. Shigayon, musical instrument, to David. That is a lyric used for praise. For there were various types of praises available to the prophets to cause the spirit of prophecy to dwell upon them. As it is written, that you shall meet a band of prophets coming down from the high place with a lute and a timbrel. But now bring me a minstrel. Habakkuk needed pleasantness more than all of them to sweeten that place, which is the Nukvah, to which he was previously bound. This was in order to draw the spirit of prophecy upon himself. It is the same for all of the other prophets, except for Moses, who rose above all the prophets of the world. Happy is his portion. My commentary. This pasuk is the Zohar teaching or reinforcing certain techniques of prophecy. We need music in order to enter deep meditation. There is scientific research that supports these techniques as well. Pasuk 25. Tachati kad nafku. Yisrael mimitzrayim, ruchechon hawa, tavir begavaihu, vahawo shamin inun, tushpichan delayachlin, demechede ushata, tekuhu oklis losin, Urch ichen nafku bishkinta kulhu arimu tushbechan b'shirin tamei kudsha berichu b'itar kudsha berichu rochechon Israel wahawo shamin. Inun tushbechan, v'kaim ruchechon, v'gavaihu dila parchan. The translation. Come and see. When the Israel left Egypt, their spirits were broken, and they heard the praises of the angels, but they could not celebrate. When all the legions of the angels and the chariots left with the Shekhinah, they all raised their voices in praise and song. before the Holy One, blessed be He. And the Holy One, blessed be He, aroused the spirits of Israel. Then they heard the praises of the angels, as their spirits remained within them, and did not fly from them. My commentary. This is a pasuk that is hinting to levels of prophecy and meditation as well. Pasuk 26. Bar nash karihu shavik pulchana kiden yada taviru degarmo taviru beruchaya kach Yisrael tad nafku mimitzrayim kiden sami taimu tama demota Bekucha berichu, aselon dikti, vashem cholech lifnechem, yomam wigomer vikol orchin, awos alkin rechin, viasvata vialin, legufaihu vitasyan. Bekal tushpechan dechawo, shamin hawo, kadan v'naechin, peruchechon. The translation. One knows and feels his broken bones and broken spirit only after he leaves his work. Israel only tasted death when they departed from Egypt, but the Holy One, blessed be He, healed them as it is written, and Hashem went before them by day. All the robes exuded scents of healing which entered their bodies, and they were healed. From the sound of the praises that they heard, they rejoiced and reposed and purified their spirit. My commentary. When one breaks out of self-imposed limitations, leaving Egypt, one has to taste death. One must fall in order to rise spiritually. This is a spiritual law. In the physical world, one does not have to lose everything, which is what is implied by this statement. In the physical world, one does not have to lose everything in order to rise spiritually, in order to grow in the physical pleasures. Pasuk 27. Uparo v'kolinun uklosin dileya Awo azle batrayhu Leosfalon adnafku Me'arad mitzrayim V'kein kolinun ravravin V'manan aleihon The Al Shear Amin Ozifula Lishkinta U Yisrael Kulhu Ad Sharu Beetam Bikse Hamidbar Aidikti Vayehi Vishalach Paro et Ha'am Wegomer Ki karohu, ki karohu, ahu oma'a, yome avi melech, le'avahan alhahu, tivu de'avdu pelishtim, le'avahan, tiktiv kachesed, asher asiti, Imcha ta'aseh Im adivim haaretz asher garta ba. The translation. Pharaoh and all his people went after Israel to accompany them until they left Egypt. Likewise, all the supreme princes who were appointed over them and the other nations accompanied the Shekhinah and all of Israel until they camped at Etam on the edge of the wilderness. This is what is written. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, although that was near. That was near means because that oath is near. The oath which Abimelech swore to the patriarchs because of the good that the Philistines did for the patriarchs. As it is written, but according to the kindness that I have done to you, you shall do to me and to the land in which you have sojourned. My commentary. This is a prophecy that deals with how the children of Israel will be treated when the ingathering of the exiles takes place. This is my opinion. This is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Classes this coming week. Sunday morning at 10:30 West Coast time, we will continue our preparation for Tu B'Shvat. There will not be a class Sunday afternoon. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4:30, there will be a mini Zohar classes. 7 o'clock Monday, we will continue our essays with Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 7 o'clock will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 7 o'clock will be our questions and answers. Thursday at 7 o'clock will be a Zohar class. The 4:30 class on Thursday will be an advanced reincarnation class. Next Saturday at 6 o'clock will be Havdalah. And at 7 o'clock will be a Zohar class for the Parasha of Yitro. I remind you, and on the Yeshem website is the ritual for the study of the chapter of the Man, the chapter of Mana, and it is recommended to read this during this week of Beshalach, where it is first mentioned in the Torah. Shalom to all. Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful week.
Shalom, thank you.
A week from today is Tu B'Shvat. So please keep that in mind. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.